Dr. Penske dictating amount IME on June 8th regarding Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, Ronin, R-O-N-I-N. I have been asked to evaluate Mr. Ronin relative to his fitness for duty and his position with your firm, period. He indicates his job title is that of an employment specialist. Pretty does job coaching and follow-up at different locations to which he has to drive. Period. He recounted on 5/20/22 he was involved in a single vehicle, motor vehicle accident, during which he sustained no injuries. Period. He did not seek any medical attention. Period. He describes it as he simply bumped up against the curb. Period. He asserts that he does not know why you have requested this fitness for duty evaluation. Period. He again denies sustaining any injuries in this incident. Period. He denies having any other present medical problems except for high blood pressure. Period. He's taking a medication that is not known to cause drowsiness. Period. He presently denies having any symptoms or limitations on his activities. Period. He did complete a set of fitness for duty questions. To all period. He responded no to all of them. Period. And insert the normal paragraph for that. Period. New paragraph, I am in receipt of a job description for that of an assistant employment specialist. Period. This describes numerous essential duties that need to be performed. Period. These include providing direction and redirection to consumers when needed, semicolon, engage in cross-training as needed, semicolon, participate in staff meetings, semicolon, provide physical care for individuals as needed on a daily basis, semicolon, de-escalate behaviors when possible and or utilize appropriate ABT and or crisis management techniques when required. Period. He has required training including cultural competence and others, such as emergency preparedness, period. New paragraph, as for specific work conditions, he performs several activities on a most of the time basis, including, colon, standing, comma, walking, comma, talking or hearing, comma, using hands, comma, stooping, kneeling, crouching, or crawling, comma, reaching with hands and arms. But he sometimes sits or runs and has to perform climbing or balancing. Period. He does have to do a certain amount of lifting, as is specified. But he also has to meet vision requirements, including both at close and distance, comma, color vision, comma, peripheral vision, comma, depth perception, comma, and ability to adjust focus. Period. It is necessary for him to sometimes work in environmental conditions that are wet and humid, comma, near moving mechanical parts, comma, toxic or caustic chemicals, comma, and outdoor weather conditions, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a flexion deformity and scar at the right small finger, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Compared to the rest of that is normal. Extremities lower, he had a healed scar at the right Achilles tendon, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Right knee extension lagged by 10 degrees, period. He had full flexion with marked crepitus. Good motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Spine, cervical, active flexion and right side bending were full to 50 and 45 degrees, respectively. Period active extension was to 45 degrees, comma, left side bending 40 degrees, comma, and bilateral rotation to 75 degrees. That is normal, thoracic normal, almost sacral normal. New paragraph, I had the opportunity to review a video of Mr. Ronan operating a work vehicle. Paired this offered views of him directly and then his windshield view. Period. These all appear to have been on May 1922, but I may be wrong. Period. In it, he's driving a vehicle and displaying yawning and his eyes drooping. Period. He has a sudden reaction and is surprised and pulls over. Period. After restarting his drive, he yawns more. Period. From looking through the windshield view, he similarly displayed a sudden stop and a jolt of his body. Period. His eyes opened wider. Period. He was also driving behind another vehicle that was stopped. Period. He drove at a high speed up to near the bumper of that vehicle until he fully stopped. Period. In terms of the collision, he had a very strong strike of his vehicle against the curb on the right-hand side of the road. Period. Just behind the curb was a telephone pole. Period. He continued driving again afterwards. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. There has been concern expressed about Stephen Ronan's ability to be fit for duty in his position with your firm. Period. His job as an employment specialist does involve him traveling and driving to various locations. Period. There is now video documentation of him trying to do the latter activity with numerous problems. Period. These include yawning, comma, his eyes drooping, comma, him likely falling asleep at least briefly, comma, and unsafe driving as well. Period. He denies sustaining any injuries in this event. Period. He denies, except for high blood pressure, having any ongoing current medical problems. Period. He did not indicate that he had any issues with sleep apnea, comma, diabetes, comma, or other potentially sedating conditions. Period. New paragraph. At this time, there was no definitive explanation for why Mr. Ronan performed as observed, period. Some possibilities could include simply daytime sleepiness, but could also be attributable to underlying personal medical conditions, comma, sleep apnea, comma, or medication use, period. In any event, until this issue is investigated further through his personal physician, I deem him unable to be fit for duty in performing the essential functions of his job. Period. End.